Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Numbers Podcast, episode 215. Today we are reading chapter 9 of the novel, The Unspoken Prayer Request, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Orba received her first paycheck a week after starting work at Katrina Bravosky Interior Design Company. She called Jamal on the way home. "Jamal, come celebrate with me. Let's go out to eat." Aubrey had thought of celebrating with Simone, Jennifer, and Kelly, but decided to go out with her husband instead. "I'm on my way to pick you up. We can go to Piccadilly's or wherever you like." "I had plans to hang out with my boys tonight, Aubrey," Jamal said. "Oh, come on. It's not gonna last all night. You can go out afterwards. Plus, we don't do this often," Aubrey pleaded. Aubrey thought she heard giggling in the background. "Hold on," she heard Jamal whisper. "Are you talking to me?" "Sounds like you have company," Aubrey said, straining her ears to listen. "No, no, just tell you to hold on a minute so I can turn this volume down." "Jamal, I don't hear any noise in the background. Are you drinking again?" "No, I'll be ready when you get here, or I could meet you." "No, I'll come and pick you up." "We can ride together. Isn't that what married people are supposed to do?" Jamal reluctantly gave in, and he, surprisingly, was having a good time, until one of Aubrey's old friends approached their table. Lawrence and Aubrey had had a liking for each other during a part of their college years. Lawrence never seemed to understand the concept of one woman at a time, so she gave him up, reluctantly. He knew how to play the gentleman role to get the attention of the ladies, then show them the time of their life once he got their attention, and keep them wanting more. Lawrence was very forward and oftentimes embarrassed her. But Aubrey had loved his crazy ways. She was just not willing to share him with other women. "Aubrey, my girl," he said as he approached their table with his winning smile. "Jamal, my man, you don't mind me giving my former girlfriend a hug, do you?" Not waiting for an answer, he reached down and gave Aubrey a hug. Too long a hug for Jamal. Aubrey shrugged her shoulders, raised her eyebrows, and gave her husband a "don't ask me" look. She could see the jealousy and anger raging in Jamal's eyes. "Okay, brother, that's my wife now," he said, trying to make light of it. "What's been happening, Lawrence?" "I've been around, man. I've been around." Lawrence still had not accepted that Aubrey had run off and married Jamal. In Lawrence's words to Simone, "Aubrey's wife material, and that is what I want." He and Jamal had a few run-ins because Lawrence refused to leave Aubrey alone, especially after she and Jamal announced their engagement, and even after they got married. This had caused no small stir in their marriage. In a tone of voice that Aubrey knew not to argue with, Jamal had told her shortly after they got married, "I want you to change your cell number. I do not want him calling you." Lawrence was the last person Aubrey wanted to see on a night like this. "Who's your lady friend?" Aubrey asked, glancing over at a table whose lone occupant was a rather stunning-looking young woman. Aubrey assumed they were together because surely Lawrence would not be here alone. She also hoped her statement would cut his visit short. "She seems kind of lonely," Jamal piped in, looking in the direction Aubrey indicated. The young lady was looking across at them. Aubrey waved and signaled for her to come and join them. "She's just a friend," Lawrence said, a little annoyed that he had lost control of the situation. "Hi," Aubrey said once the young lady got to their table. "My name is Aubrey. This is my husband, Jamal. We're friends of Lawrence." Lisa, as she introduced herself, had a friendly disposition. They chatted for a few minutes before Lawrence and Lisa went back to their table. "So what do you plan on doing with your money?" Jamal asked Aubrey on the way home. "I'm going to put it in savings towards starting my own interior business design." "Remember, I shared that with you," Aubrey said. "I have no need for it now, but first I'll give my 10% in church, like Mother reminded me to do." "What? You really don't believe all that stuff, do you?" Jamal exclaimed. "God does not really need your little 10%. I mean, he's letting you have 90% already, so what's a measly 10%? I keep all of it, and I ain't hurting for nothing. Plus, God never came through for me when I needed him the most." It took a while for Aubrey to figure out what he meant. Are you referring to your brother's death? I told you never to bring that up now, didn't I? My mother put lying thoughts in your mind. She did not do her part either. Aubrey decided to leave it alone and wait until Jamal got ready to talk. She was not surprised at his words, though. God and the church had never been on his mind, neither in his history, since shortly after they got married. I'm going to let you keep it, but understand that all the money that comes in my house is mine, technically speaking. Aubrey looked at him. She sensed there was something else he had on his mind. Go ahead, Jamal, what else is on your mind? Who says anything's on my mind? Aubrey smiled. You're clenching and unclenching your fists. You always do that when something is bothering you. What's with you and Lawrence? Jamal blurted out. He was hugging you tighter than even you and I hug. You and I don't even hug, Aubrey thought to herself. She sensed Jamal's jealousy rising again. You could have pushed him off of you, he said. How was I supposed to know he was going to hug me? Jamal, I have not had any contact with Lawrence since we've been married. That's almost 2 years now. His being at the restaurant is just as surprising to me as it is to you, Aubrey retorted. You act as though I knew he was going to be there. Do you really expect me to believe all that mumble-jumble? Jamal snapped at her. You know he is going to do. Jamal snapped at her again. You knew he was going to be there. After all, you chose the time and place. Jamal? Jamal, nothing. I saw the way he looked at you and the way he hugged you. Aubrey pulled into their driveway. Jamal was out of the car and in the house before she had time to lock the car door. He did not even bother to leave the front door open for her. Aubrey sighed. How can a great day turn out like this? This is why I hate going out with him. He's always reading into everything. If a man looked at her, Jamal took it to mean that the man was sending some kind of signal to her. If a man said hello, even to both of them in passing, and she responded with a friendly hello, he swore she knew the man, and this was some signal between the two of them. I could have gone out with Simone and the girls tonight, and ended the night on a better note than this, Aubrey thought. Well, I may as well go on to bed. Jamal was in the game room, as usual, drowning out, or perhaps feeding his jealousy with noise. She would find out later which she was doing. Aubrey was getting ready to shower when she heard the front door slam. He was gone. She breathed a sigh of relief. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Lord. Here is how.